as, you know, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, it was sort of a non-factor. It was, everybody pays income tax. Now the margins are getting so thin, people are looking so hard at these deals, at the details of the deal, at every detail. Everything else is equal. They're going to gravitate to a no tax or a 1% versus a 2% tax.
And again, through the chair, we'd be looking at 1%. So,
yeah, I think you're good.
I think we may be fine.
Yeah,
you know, versus a 2, 2 it works.
That
gets up there.
The national trail tax would affect this area, though, right? The income tax for National Trail School.
It's in National Trail School District.
Yeah.
So the property tax.
Income tax. Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah. They do have both, but there is a 1% or 1.5% income tax for you.
One and three quarters.
Yes.
Or it could be tied to the city of Eaton.
They have 1.5%.
Yeah, it's 1.5%.
If it's already in the school district and the tax is in place, I don't know if you could say we're going to do a JED with another community and push that back. My suspicion is you can't.
Well, I think you could do a JED, but you'd be adding on to. If that's in that school district, again, that's the first I heard of that. If that's in that school district, there's a 1.75, I don't think you're getting out of there because in taxation, there's uniform application from a legal standpoint. I think you could put the JED over it, and now you're
$2.75,
so you have to look at that then.
And do you know in Ohio, do school districts that have income tax versus property tax? Property tax can be abated. Can income tax be abated?
I haven't ran into that yet.
I think it's part of that uniformity, clause. That, no. There's been a lot of cases where a charter municipality citing, hey, we got our own little constitution, we can do that. I thought that they get struck down.
You can really write on that?
So,
okay.
You definitely don't.
A lot of folks are trying to do that.